Hello and welcome to the award-winning Gutter with me, your host Rob Goodman. I'm back in the chair. I've been away for, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks, too long. You're getting me from my Portugal headquarters, broadcasting via the magic of Zoom, and holding me in check and regulating me are Joshy Sexton, who's also producing and contributing. I've got Robbie O'Neill back again. Lovely to see Robbie again. And we've got Joel Richards, who told me before we came on air that he is... He's seen out his contract. He is now a free agent. He's talking to many parties, but won't commit to full disclosure yet. Being sports a distant memory. How are you, Joel? Are you looking for a big move? Or are you just going to take your time?
I'm very well, thank you, Rob. I'm hoping things will materialise, but let's say I'm very happy at the moment. I'm a happy free agent, and I'm looking forward to my next chapter. I haven't got the Michael Owen stackle. show reel video ready just yet, but I will work on it once I'm alone this weekend.
But Joel will listen to offers from all parties. And I know some top agents listen to this show, so you know.
Open, get me.
We're looking for your very best, Joel. Let's be sensible, as we say, Josh. Let's be sensible, because my comeback to the chair here at Gutter HQ also coincides with the Reds ramping it up again. There was a reaction show yesterday, but I don't think they reacted quite well enough to the news. The news broke that Liverpool are bullying for Alexander Isak, and you know it takes some serious reacting to justify that level of transfer, Robbie. It's actually, I don't know, increasingly Liverpool surprise and tantalise and, thrill me in the way they're going about things in the transfer market. The Isak rumour has bubbled under for some time, but it sort of made no sense because Newcastle was so adamant, and logically so. Why would they consider selling this player? He's their best player. He's got 3 years left on his contract. He's elite. The prices you talk about should deter any team. And yet Liverpool's name has never gone away.